We're talking with Dr. Alice Green, who is Executive Director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany. Alice was one of the participants at the criminal justice protest that took place in Albany this Saturday. But we'd also interviewed her last month, continuing report that the center had put out on structural racism and public safety in Albany. And in fact, this rally, while certainly the focus got a lot of attention because of the recent murder of George Floyd in Minnesota, and in fact, it initially been called to deal with some of the ongoing criminal justice problems we've seen here in the Capital District. So people can listen to the prior interview on the Media Sanctuary broadcast. But Alice, why don't you sort of, you know, what were some of the local criminal justice issues that you and others were trying to bring attention to this weekend?
Well, I think, first of all, people can listen and not only listen, but read all the communications that we've had with four key government officials because we were trying to get them to respond to the issues that we raised in an earlier report, and that was that the community that we deal with, mainly in the central city of Albany, people responded that they did not trust the Albany Police Department, mainly because they thought that that racism was a major problem in the department. They also said that they do not trust the district attorney's office because the district attorney's office, again, does not act in their best interest and has done things that were harmful to the community. They also were very continued to be mindful of the fact that the police department had brutalized people on First Street in Albany last year, and that a police detective had shot Eleazar Williams in the back while he was running away. And so they, you know, the community was really still thinking about all of those issues when we had the incident that occurred on Saturday. So not only were people responding to what had happened in Minneapolis, which many people obviously identified very closely with, and they were angry, upset, disappointed, and actually filled with hopelessness, because this was sort of the symbol of that, suggested that it represented African American experiences in this country since the period of enslavement, that white supremacists and white people had basically had their knees on the necks of black people, and that we couldn't breathe and we had no freedom. So that message got got to the heart of the matter when on Saturday people were out there protesting. Now, the people who were protesting in the afternoon were basically people who were from the community, and that they relating this whole situation in Minneapolis to what they saw and experienced in the city of Albany in particular. It was much more about what was happening in their community, even though they went there to express their anger about what had happened to George Floyd. So, but while I was there, you know, the thing that came across very clearly was that people were reacting to the treatment that they had gotten from the local law enforcement officials. And so that's what it was about, and it related to our report very directly. We had certainly tried to get the government officials to respond to the report that we did, to come together with us and provide some direction in terms of how we could deal with these problems. So I was really shocked to some extent that our government officials are expressing, that they thought this was so unexpected that they didn't think it could happen in Albany. As a matter of fact, the chief had a day before said, you know, our relationship with the community is very strong. We've made, you know, great strides. And so, therefore, they felt very comfortable that nothing that they had seen in Minneapolis could possibly happen in Albany. But they were wrong, and we've been telling them for a long time.
Could maybe, you know, explain a little bit about what did happen. I understand, you know, there were, you know, several thousand people initially at the rally, and then a march occurred, and at some point or very early on, in fact, the police were a little bit more aggressive than normal, with apparently police dogs and batons and, you know, pretty, you know, riot equipment. And at some point, tear gas and pepper spray were used, not seen in Albany in many years. Can you give us a little sense of how the day unfolded?
Well, it was actually two demonstrations. The first one that started at 1 o'clock was a, you know, a very peaceful march run for 2.5 miles, and that ended. But there were people who were there, and particularly in the South End and later in Arbor Hill, who, you know, were experiencing a great deal of emotion about this and felt they needed to express themselves in a different kind of way. And so those people were there with, you know, their signs. They burned the flag. They were expressing their concerns about the local police department and the district attorney, and that they wanted change. So that's what they were talking about, which is exactly what we had pointed out in our report. So there was a lot of things going on in that evening in terms of demonstrations, and there was some looting later. But what concerned me the most right now is that the officials term this as a riot. We see it as an uprising because people were venting their concerns about how they had been treated and continue to be treated in the community by police and other law enforcement. So it wasn't really, as I said, a riot in the sense that people were out there creating violence for no reason. They felt they had a reason, and this was how they were going to express it. And everybody expresses, you know, their fears and their anger in different ways. And some people, unfortunately, did some acts that were labeled as violent. But that's not the, you know, and we're sorry that people, you know, lost property, but that's not the real issue here. We're trying to bring them back to what we've been saying in our report, that you really need to address systemic racism, which gives rise to a lot of anger. And if we're missing the point, if we only call this a riot and that people were acting, in a way that was totally unexpected and improper. So that's what we're trying to get across. But we see that the officials are still saying, you know, this was the same things like the violence that took place came from people outside the community, which is basically saying the community accepts everything that happened to them in the city of Albany, and somebody had to come from outside to do, the dirty work. But we're saying, no, you've got to pay attention to what we're talking about and systemic racism, and it has to be acknowledged and addressed, but we need to come together to figure out what we can do as a community.
We're talking with Dr. Alice Green, the executive director of the Center for Law and Justice, talking about the issue of structural racism in the criminal justice and public safety system in Albany. This is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.